This is Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you in your journey to stay pure online. Good accountability relationships are hard to find. Tens of thousands of people use software tools like Covenant Eyes to help them have open and honest accountability conversations in their fight against internet temptations. But good technology needs to be coupled with good relationships. This is why we contacted Christian psychologist Dr. Larry Crabb. For the last several weeks, we've been playing portions of our conversation with Dr. Crabb to learn more about how we can have the kind of churches, small groups, and friendships that spur us on to be more like Christ. Dr. Crabb's hope is that through these podcasts, more people will recover the lost art of curiosity, that we will learn how to engage with one another at a deeper level that allows us to see the work the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives. Speaking from his book, Soul Talk, Dr. Crabb speaks with us about what he calls the five dance steps of redemptive Christian conversation. Five important ways of thinking that help us to speak and listen to one another in a way that stirs our passion for God. This week, he talks about the second dance step, think vision.
When I start thinking vision, what would it look like if the Spirit of God released you to be the man that you really are? How could God use me to further the vision that he has for you becoming the man or woman you could become?
Well, let's talk about this next dance step, think vision. What do you mean by think vision? Can you give an example of this?
Well, the verse that comes to mind is Galatians 4:19, where Paul, after ripping into the Galatian Christians as heatedly as he did in any of his epistles, and he was a pretty heated man at times, toward the end of the book, in chapter 4, he said, you know, in the middle of everything I find wrong with you, I still have an incredible vision. I'm in the pains of childbirth. Now, think of the metaphor he's using here. He had no personal experience with this, but I guess he knew something about it. I am in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. Can I start thinking vision and start thinking, what would it look like if the Spirit of God really got hold of you in some ways and released you to be the man that you really are? If I were to stay in a relationship with you, how could God use me to further the vision that he has for you becoming the man or woman you could become? My wife and I, married 43 years, a couple years ago, we actually wrote vision letters to each other where I sat down for a couple hours by myself and just drafted a letter saying, you know, honey, I've known you for all these years. I love you with all my heart, and God is still working in you. And my vision for you is you are so active and doing so many good things, and because of your sexual abuse in your background, which he's been open sharing with people, there's something in you that just feels a pressure to have to do a lot of good things for people to recognize that you're not damaged goods. And I would love to see you understand and experience and enjoy the word rest, to realize that there's nothing you can do to make God love you more, and there's nothing you can do to make God love you less. And I would love to be an agent of that kind of love for you to experience that kind of rest. And her vision letter for me, along the same lines, she said, Larry, you don't know what the word settled means. You're always onto some project. You're always thinking some new thought. You can't sleep at night because your mind's buzzing all over the place. You know, and I wonder if there's something in you that from a little boy has felt kind of inadequate, you're trying to prove something. Wouldn't it be something if you realized that just by being who you are in the presence of God, you can make the difference in this world God wants you to make? My prayer is that you'll be deeply settled. That was her vision for me. And if I can think vision while I'm talking to you, that's going to change the whole tenor of our conversation. Because, you know, Luke, this is as obvious as it can be. When I share a problem with people, The immediate thing that goes through almost everybody's mind, mine too, is how can I fix this? You know, if I tell my wife I have a headache, she says, I'll get you an aspirin. Now, that's not bad. I like aspirin when I have a headache. But if I say, you know, I'm really discouraged today, and she says, well, let's go out for dinner, that misses it. I don't want to be fixed. I want to be entered. And I want to be entered with a vision of how, in the middle of my discouragement, that this could be a doorway into something that God is doing to bring me more deeply into him, into relationship with him. And if my wife is thinking vision like that, then I really want to talk with her more. If she wants to fix me, I'd as soon go watch television.
I can't help but think, as you're talking about these dance steps and specifically this one, I can't help but think of maybe a typical small group in a church that's meeting for their regular time together, and they hear the idea of think vision,
And the image I get in my mind is of people saying, that sounds really nice, but when I sit across from these people that I know, that I go to church with, or people that I'm in my small group with, if I were to try to cast this idea to them, I just think I might get a whole lot of blank stares, because I think they like the idea. But at the same time, no one's ever seen it modeled. No one's ever seen it done in front of them. And if I can't see it with flesh on, I don't know how to start it. I don't even know how to start that conversation or how to start that vision casting for this small group or my marriage or this friendship. How do I even start that? Where would you suggest people go as a place to give them some ideas about what that looks like?
We've put out a video series called The Soul Care Experience that put out about 2 years ago or thereabouts, and a number of people have been watching and getting a lot of strong feedback. It's 13 half-hour videos, basically, and one of the videos includes the vision letters that my wife and I wrote to each other. We actually went to a video studio and recorded that, where I read the letter to her, and she had not heard it until I read it to her in front of a camera, and vice versa. And when I travel about, I play that video a lot, and people come away saying, so that's what you mean by vision. That could really be something. So I think that certainly would be one thing. Maybe two other things come to mind. One is, could you think in terms of how the Lord talked to Peter? Could you think in terms of how he said to Peter, when he was still Simon, he changed his name, basically, which was casting a vision for him. And he was saying to Peter, this guy that couldn't control his mouth too easily and talked when he should be quiet, and rather than the Lord just saying to him, well, you just be quiet for crying out loud, what he said was, you know, you're Peter, and on this rock I'm going to build my church. You're a man that's going to become a leader. And if we could get some of the illustrations from the Scripture of how the Lord looked at people and developed a vision for what they could become. Gideon, you know, he's scared to death, hiding away, and God comes to him and says, mighty warrior. Yeah, right. The guy was scared to death.
Yeah,
And so I think that would be one illustration. The other thing I would say in a small group in particular, in addition to doing some of these Bible studies and maybe looking at the Soul Care Experience video series, but in addition to that, what would happen if one person in the group, maybe the leader, if there's a leader, maybe anybody at all, if they were to go into that group at on a given evening and saying to themselves, every time somebody talks, I'm going to think hard about what is happening in them that is the beginnings of something wonderful. If somebody shares a problem and Sally sitting on the far end of the room says, boy, my heart breaks when I hear you say that. And if you were to look at Sally and say, oh, Sally, what is in you that's so alive as a tenderness, as a woman, I just can imagine the kind of tenderness that could come out of you. I just saw a taste of it there. And as the Spirit continues to do that, I think that, you know, 50 years from now at your funeral, you're going to have 1,000 people get up and say, this was a tender woman that encouraged me to understand how tender and merciful my Lord is. And you start talking like that without trying to teach how to do it, but model how to do it in the moment. Then I think you might have something going in your small group.
Thank you for listening to Covenant Eyes Radio. In our next episode, Dr. Crabb will share the third dance step of Soul Talk. For more information on Dr. Larry Crabb and his resources, visit newwayministries.org. Listen to more of our podcasts on iTunes or on the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.